The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, electricity prices in Ireland are 30% above the European average, with gas prices here the fifth highest in Europe, leading to Irish consumers paying pretty hefty energy bills. I'm joined on the line now by Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
You've been writing about this today in The Independent. Tell us why we're paying so much. Is it self-imposed, or are there external factors at work?
I suppose it's essentially the way the system is set up in this country. We're very uncompetitive when it comes to electricity. We're, as you say, Pat, we're 30% higher, almost 30% higher than the average across the European Union. We're the third most expensive after Germany and Denmark. If you strip out the taxes, Pat, we end up as the most expensive for electricity, because currently the VAT rate on electricity bills is 9%. It's about 20% in other countries. Now, that's a temporary measure, but it has been extended. Gas, very expensive as well. The cost of this works out at about an extra €350 for electricity a year, about €125 for gas. So combined, Pat, you're talking about €475. Now, you're asking me why. I suppose the main reason, and I've just double-checked this with Dr. Paul Dean in UCC, he's an energy scientist, is because we use so much gas, imported gas, essentially. 80% of the gas we use is imported, and the other 20% is coming from Corrib, but they get the same price, the international price. And gas, imported gas, it's very volatile in price. It's very expensive, 80% imported, and 50% of what is coming into your electricity generated through gas, Pat.
What's special about us, you know, because there are other countries that don't have nuclear, don't have any great assets of hydro and so on, and yet they are paying far lower prices than us. So what's going on here?
Well, I suppose what's special about us is we're a small, rural, dispersed population. That's one thing that makes it very expensive in this country. You have a lot of one-off housing. That means the network upkeep charges are very, very high. And we saw that during the big storm, Eowyn, you know, when the lines were down. I mean, huge numbers of people were knocked out. We've got an awful lot of lines running around the country. That's very expensive. We've had rapid population increases in the last while as well, with the generating capacity not keeping up. An awful lot of data centers as well, Pat. We've something like 90 of them. Another 40 planned. They're using about 21% of the electricity capacity. They're very expensive. They're very intensive users of electricity as well.
Just getting back to brass tacks.
The nuclear thing,
you can strip out. Yeah, go on. No, you can strip out the elements of it. You know, you have the carbon tax, the cost of the grid, the cost of the raw material, the gas, if you like. And there, obviously there's wind and solar, but they all get the same price no matter how inexpensively they produce it. So there's something structurally wrong with the way we are charged. Lots of competition, loads of people vying for your business, and yet the prices are high.
I'd absolutely agree with that. I think the market is dysfunctional as far as consumers are concerned. It has been for a number of years. And I think it behoves the new minister, Dara O'Brien, Minister for Energy, to look at this. I was constantly calling for Eamon Ryan to do the same. Look and see why this market doesn't work for ordinary consumers. You're absolutely right. Almost a third of the generation comes from wind. We don't have nuclear here, unlike other countries. So that means we're heavily dependent on gas, essentially, to generate electricity, and a third then coming from wind. And you're right, the price that the wind generators get is very close to what a gas producer will get. We're very weak in interconnection as well, Pat. I mean, they have much cheaper electricity in France, largely because they have a lot of nuclear. We're trying to build an interconnector to France. It's planned to be open by 2027. That's a long way away. In the meantime, you're right. There's a lot of competitors, competing at the margin. You can make savings if you switch, but overall the price is very high. Another thing we don't do in this country that they do in other countries, Pat, is, and maybe we should consider this, is they cap prices in other countries, particularly Holland, Austria, the UK. We don't in any way. We just let them rip, as it were. And people get terribly annoyed about the fact that we largely own the ESB, and they make a very big profit every year, 700 million last year. But the government are not permitted to tell them to cut their prices, because under EU rules that would be anti-competitive. But that infuriates people as well, that we have such a big stake in one of the biggest you know, the biggest energy supplier in the country, and yet prices are, you know, they're unbelievably high in this country, and it affects everything. It's not just the household bills; it affects businesses, and it, you know, it feeds through the economy and commercial enterprises. It makes them less competitive. So, I think there's absolutely a dire need for a proper review as to, you know, what we can do quickly to make to stop us paying through the nose for electricity in this country.
You know, going back to what I said, there are elements of every bill that come in, and there'll be the carbon tax, and there will be the cost of the grid, and then what the whole retailer charges you. But, you know, they all share those common things, the tax they share, the VAT and so on, the cost of the grid. They each have to share that particular burden. So looking at the base cost, are they basically screwing us? Is that it? And they look at each other's prices and they say, this is what the market will bear. And when they go competitive, they don't go dramatically competitive.
No, they don't. You're absolutely right. Are they ripping us off? I mean, that certainly was the view across Europe and in this country during the start of the energy crisis, after the, you know, Russian gas was cut off. And that's why we brought in these windfall taxes, the one on suppliers and another one on certain fossil fuel production and refining. Now, the part owners of the Corrib gas field have challenged that in the High Court. But so far at the moment, 189 million was raised from the energy windfall tax on specific electricity producers because they were making hay when prices went through the roof.
So they were screwing us.
They're absolutely screwing us, Pat. Absolutely screwing us. So this is why the government brought this in. You know, and it was brought in other parts of Europe as well. It was on foot of an EU move. And there's 189 million euros, which has been raised under this energy windfall tax on specific electricity producers. Now, according to Dara O'Brien, the minister, he was asked about this by Keane O'Callaghan of Social Democrats in the Dáil. And he said that money, you know, it should be used for specific electricity projects, specifically to reduce prices for consumers. It's sitting there at the moment and hasn't been spent. Mm. You know, it's been retained by Airgrid, the semi-state that manages the network, and the Commission for Regulation of Utilities is involved as well. So, look, that is money that could be used to fund another energy credit, at least, because yeah. The government keeps saying we're not going to have another one. I think there'll be a lot of calls for one, particularly as we also consider, Pat, as well, huge numbers of people in arrears, something like 400,000 people in arrears of electricity and gas bills. So, you know, it's extraordinary that we did bring in this windfall because they were screwing us, as you put it, Pat. We did raise so far, there's 189 million sitting there, but the money is being collected but not spent. Has not yet been spent, is what the minister said.
All right, Charlie, thank you very much for joining us. That's Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent. Some of the texts coming in. With people complaining and objecting to anything and everything, like offshore wind farms, how in the name of God will we ever be competitive and self-sustaining with regards to energy? We've more than enough of our own resources. That's according to John from Navan. Well, offshore wind is a long way off, particularly out in the Atlantic, whatever about more coastal areas, and floating wind, which is what is suggested for the Atlantic, is way, way off. Why do we keep talking about it's the market? It's CEOs pushing prices to increase profits and bonuses. It's simply greedy suits.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.